hidden Maya civilization revealed beneath Guatemala's jungle canopy. More than 61,000 ancient Mayan structures, from large pyramids to single houses, were lurking beneath the dense jungle canopy in Guatemala, revealing clues about the ancient culture's farming practices, infrastructure, politics, and economy. A new aerial survey has revealed the Guatemalan jungle is thick and challenging to explore. So researchers mapped the terrain with the help of technology known as light detection and ranging, or LIDAR. The LIDAR images were captured during aerial surveys of the Maya lowland, a region spanning more than 810 square miles, 2,100 square kilometers. Since LIDAR technology is able to pierce through the thick forest canopy and map features on the Earth's surface, it can be used to produce ground maps that enable us to identify human-made features on the ground, such as walls, roads, or buildings. Marcelo Conato, director of Middle American Research Institute at Tulane University in New Orleans, said in a statement, "The aerial LIDAR survey covered 12 separate areas in Petén, Guatemala, and included both rural and urban Maya settlements. After analyzing the images, which included isolated houses, large patches, ceremonial centers, and pyramids, the researchers determined that up to 11 million people lived in the Maya lowlands during the classic period from AD 650 to 800. This number is consistent with previous calculations, the researchers noted in the study, which published online Friday, September 28th, in the journal Science. It would have required a massive agricultural effort to sustain such a big population, the researchers said. So, it was no surprise when LIDAR survey revealed that much of the wetlands in the area were heavily modified for farming, the researchers said. In all, the surveys revealed about 140 square miles, 362 square kilometers of terraces and other modified agricultural land, as well as another 368 square miles, 952 square kilometers of farmland. In addition, the LIDAR analysis uncovered 40 square miles, 110 square kilometers of roadway networks within and between faraway cities and towns, some of which were heavily fortified. This finding highlighted the links between the Maya's hinterlands and the urban centers, the researchers said. Seen as a whole, terraces and irrigation channels, reservoirs, fortifications, and causeways reveal an astonishing amount of land modification done by the Maya over their entire landscape on a scale previously unimaginable. Francisco Estrada Belli, a research assistant professor of anthropology at Tulane University and director of the Holmor Agricultural Project, said in a statement. However, even though the LIDAR evaluation revealed so many previously unknown structures, researchers describe it as a complement to, but not as a replacement for, traditional archaeology. In a perspective article on the new research published in the same journal, Annabelle Ford, an adjunct professor of archaeology at the University of California, Santa Barbara, and Sherman Horn, a visitor professor of archaeology at Grand Valley State University in Michigan, wrote that even the LIDAR, boots on the ground, would always be needed.